Cindy Dolphin woke up from yet another surgery and found herself once again with safety pins attaching medical drains to her hospital gown. Enough of this, she thought. Something has got to change. Welcome to our podcast. We're here to talk to you about the long journey from cancer survivor to patient entrepreneur that our guest today, Cindy Dolphin, inventor of the Keeley Medical Drain Carrier, had to endure. And here with us also today is Sharon Connor, a UC Davis Medical Center nurse and an expert advisor and consultant for Cindy's young company. My name is Elizabeth Dale, also a consultant for Keeley, and I will be your host for this podcast. Okay, Cindy, why don't we begin by explaining what the Keeley is in the first place and how the original idea came to you?
Okay, you know the expression, necessity is the mother of invention, right? I was diagnosed with breast cancer 3 different times and had to undergo multiple surgeries.
Okay. I know this part, but I just need to say you're amazing.
Yeah. I don't see it that way.
We are.
No, you are. When you say cancer alone, I mean, anyone who's had cancer, I already am already empathetic and feel for, but you had it 3 times?
Yeah, it was pretty difficult, but I came through, and the first time I was lying there in the hospital bed after undergoing surgery, and I looked down, and the drainage bulbs that were safety pinned to my gown were really awkward, and I thought, what are these?
Okay, so Sharon, this is where you can probably help us. Does no one explain to the patient that they're going to have drains after this kind of surgery?
We know that the patient and the family receives information, you know, it leads to better outcomes and participation in care. However, the patient receives so much information before the diagnosis, or I'm sorry, immediately after the diagnosis, that it may not be processed.
Anyway, I looked around the hospital room and feeling woozy and tired, I realized that the surgery was over, that I had survived it, but I had some bizarre attachments on me.
These are surgical drains filled with the patient's fluids. They're called Jackson-Pratt drains.
So what do they do?
Well, they take the fluid that drains from the surgery, and in this case, Cindy's mastectomy, and it gathers it, it collects it to remove the fluids.
Wow, okay. Thanks. So, okay, go on, Cindy. What happens next?
Well, I was just really kind of going in and out of a light sleep and kept wondering, what was I supposed to do with these bulbs? And later on in the day, nurses came and explained what was going on.
So what was going on?
Well, like Sharon said, blood and mucus were gathering in these bulbs pinned to my gown.
Okay, I'm really squeamish, so sorry. Okay, blood and but I just want to reiterate, I'm really, really impressed with how calm you are talking about this.
Well, okay, so once you go through it, experience the loss of control over your life after a diagnosis, and then try to manage all over again with more surgeries, yeah, you kind of begin to adjust. And I really, really believe that everything happens for a reason and a purpose, and my cancer actually brought me to this place.
So back to how you came up with Keeley.
Yeah, so after the 9th surgery and the awkwardness of having safety pins suspending heavy drain bulbs to my hospital gown, I just knew there had to be a different solution.
This goes back to your idea of the patient as entrepreneur, right?
Right, yeah, right. But what I want to do is give you the genesis of the idea.
Yeah, it's really fascinating how it all came about.
Thanks. I kept thinking about how I could possibly solve the problem that obviously hundreds of other people were going to be facing, not just me, and the inability to take care of myself after surgery because of the bulbs just added to my entire sense of helplessness. So for my last surgery, I brought a canvas apron like you see at Home Depot and asked nurses if I could use it instead of safety pins to contain the drain bulbs. And it worked, and the nursing team thought it was brilliant. So when fully recovered, I explored the dollar store for a solution, and I spied one of those mesh laundry bags they used to throw into the washing machine, And then it kind of dawned on me.
What did?
Well, mesh laundry bags with a zipper, if made smaller and turned into an apron of sorts, could solve the what do I do with the Jackson Pratt drain bulbs for post-surgical patients like me. So I bought bias tape, trimmed the laundry bags to size, got my sewing machine out, and started playing around with prototypes. Then we tested these prototypes with UC Davis Surgical Center with very positive responses.
And I thought there was also some sort of an African connection as well.
You're right. Yeah. Okay. Well, after I recovered from my surgeries, I decided to go to Africa, actually, Tanzania, near the base of Kilimanjaro.
What on earth made you decide to do that?
Well, I really have to say it was kind of a spiritual journey, one that I felt would help me come to terms with my cancer and what was I was going to do in spite of my diagnosis. I didn't want to spend the rest of my life being a victim.
Were you there with a group?
No, I was actually there on my own. I went to offer my skills as a business advisor to a women's microloan group in a fairly remote village. The women shared one treadle sewing machine, and when I showed them a Kili Carrier prototype, they made a brilliant replica using the bold, exotic colored fabrics produced by the local milliners. It was their suggestion that I bring the beautiful aprons back to the U.S. with me and provide them to patients with drains. We started by drawing up a business model that would establish a small business enterprise for them and also provide much-needed funds for school fees for their daughters. The aprons are used to carry everything from spices to cell phones. They have pockets in front and tie in the back. I brought one of them to show you.
So beautiful. I mean, listeners out there, this is a bright red and navy blue fabric. It's in square shapes. It's really lovely, lovely material. Here, look, Sharon. Take a look.
Like it.
That's amazing. Okay, so going to Africa is what helped you solidify what you're going to do with the Kili. Is that right? It seems like even going there shows more of your natural inclination to help others retain their dignity.
Well, one of the things that I've noticed is that as soon as you get a patient back to their normal routines, such as taking a shower, increased mobility, I mean, really, they're much happier and it increases recovery.
That makes total sense. And with your background as a nurse, you obviously have the experience of the patient uppermost in your mind. And Cindy, so with this story, what happens next? You invent this apron, you go to Africa, and then you decide, hey, I'm going to make this my life's work, making other people's lives just a bit easier after they've had to face adversity.
I'm not sure that's exactly how it went, but it was more like it dawned on me that I had a thought, the thought was designed to create to make my life easier, could then be passed along to others to ease their own suffering.
You know, when I hear you talk about this story of the genesis of the Kili and your trip to Africa, it feels to me almost as though you are on a religious quest.
Well, I'm not meaning to sound special, but I just realized that it was the right time for me to, like, refocus my energies and turn them outward to do common good.
Mm-hmm. I can say that it's helped many, many people over the last 4 years.
So what was your first impulse as to how you'd go about marketing the Kili? Which I think I should have said from the start, that the Kili is based on the word Kilimanjaro, right?
Right. Kili is what the locals call the mountain. And I felt less like I was marketing, although I do have a solid background in that, and more like I was on a crusade to help others in the most effective way I could.
Would you mind explaining what your background in marketing is?
Well, this is going to sound a little counterintuitive, but I was a marketing executive for Coors Beer for about 20 years.
No, that doesn't sound odd at all. I would say that it makes sense that they would pick someone as upbeat and charismatic as you, and that you apply those exact same skills to Kili. So go on, I digress.
I first talked to my doctors and nurses at UC Davis and showed them what I'd invented, and they were impressed. But like all new ideas, it was given a nod, but in a flurry of the healthcare world, it was just one more item in what we know as the medical tech world.
I know from experience that it's incredibly difficult to get new best practices out in the medical world, and it seems so obvious that to adopt Kili is the best way to handle the Jackson Pratt drains on patients.
So I began to go to various breast cancer awareness events, and I brought a few of the Kilis with me, and I distribute them so that people could start to see how they might make life a little easier for breast cancer patients.
But they're really for anyone who needs drains, right?
Right, but because of the numbers, breast cancer seemed like the right place to start.
And after that, you elicited the help of the Sacramento Valley Small Business Association, right?
Yep.
And didn't you recently win Best Startup Award?
Yeah, I did. But it was with the help of multiple people who are part of this organization. And they've devoted and donated hours and hours of their time to help me get the word out about Kili.
Okay, so now Sharon's made it clear, and you've made it clear, and I really believe this. If Kili is so obviously a great product and completely affordable, and it's a low-tech solution, why doesn't every hospital in America carry them? I mean, this should be a household word, like Kleenex. You know, pass me a Kili, please.
Well, the reality of startups is about 80% just fold and disappear, and 10% break even, and about 10% become part of our day-to-day life. Take a look at the way Airbnb got started. I listened to a startup podcast that featured Airbnb the other day, and I could completely relate to all of the challenges they faced.
Okay, I need to interject something. Speaking of Airbnb, Cindy, do you mind if I go off topic a bit and have you talk about what just happened to you in New York with Airbnb? And again, I think this is an example of how your giving nature just naturally brings you out in the limelight.
Well, okay, I was really horrified how all the people were affected by the campfire in Northern California last year, and so many people losing their homes and having absolutely nowhere to go. Airbnb was asking if people would mind housing families, and I was trying to find something positive to do, so I volunteered in a family with a pregnant mom, a father, two children, two dogs. They came and stayed with me. Some media heard about it, wrote it up, and Airbnb got wind of it, and I was flown out to meet the executives of the Airbnb board and to tell my story at their board meeting.
And when was this?
Well, it was right after I presented at UC Davis Nursing Center's Ignite Conference in May of this year. I literally flew out the next morning to meet them in New York City.
This is so typical of your amazing life. Okay, let's get back to Kili and the connection it has to patient innovation and giving them a seat at the proverbial healthcare table. What's your take, Sharon?
Well, I think the medical world has, like I mentioned, a huge challenge when it comes to introducing best practices. Everything we do has to do with health of the patient, health of the family. But it also means life and death. And obviously, you know, from a bad experience with Airbnb, you can chalk it up as uncomfortable, but it's you don't get sick and die from it.
That's a really good way to look at it. I guess my question, though, to both of you is, how do we get patient innovators a chance to show that they should be included in the discussion of what you have mentioned, Sharon, as best practices?
Elizabeth, I have spent the last 4 years completely devoted to my product, and many, many, many people have helped me to get where I am today. But it's a scary prospect sometimes. I know that I have this vision, and it has now grown into this additional vision that I want to promote along with the Kili Carrier.
Can you tell me some more about this, Cindy?
Well, we are forward-looking, and now we see how Amazon Business is investing in the development of the B2B platform, focusing on what is known as the healthcare supply vertical.
Okay, can you explain what B2B and healthcare supply vertical means?
Well, the industry of healthcare includes various categories, including medical supplies. In this case, the vertical includes the distinct category that sources critical devices and implements required to perform medical procedures. And the B2B part is just business to business, as in wholesaler to manufacturer. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I think so.
I think in other words, rather than a horizontal integration of healthcare system, that is one where the company takes over the medical field and continues to operate business as usual.
Yeah, okay. Wait, hold on. I think I'm getting this. You both are saying that this new vertical approach to the healthcare system is one in which it allows others access to medical solutions. Okay, so in effect, Cindy and Sharon, both of you would have a voice to be listened to. You're Cindy because of your invention, the Keeley, based on direct experience, and you're Sharon because you witness on a daily basis the kinds of problems that patients encounter that should be fixed.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And there's one other thing that I want to mention. My oncologist, Dr. Scott Christensen, has been incredibly valuable and a good ally in this journey. And I really want to refer to a quote that keeps me motivated.
Of course. What is it?
Equipping a patient with the knowledge that their creation can improve the medical outcome for others only adds to their own healing process.
That is an awesome quote. And I think it'll really help the listener here to understand your entire motivation for producing and promoting your Keeley Medical Drain Carrier, Cindy.
And I'm not just in it for sales, as you know, and thank you for making sure that point gets across. I've developed a white paper with the help of a woman by the name of Esther Haddington, and the white paper and this paper's platform is based on trending the subject of patient entrepreneurship.
Whoa, okay, help me out again. What is a white paper, and why are you going in this direction as well?
I know, it's a little confusing, but Esther is helping me with creating a document that is used in business to clarify what a product is about. Here's the dry version of what a white paper is. Quote, a white paper is a document which includes an outline of a problem that the project is looking to solve and the solution to that problem, as well as a detailed description of how the product, its architecture, and its interaction with users. I got that right off the internet.
Yeah, and I can see it gives patient entrepreneurship legitimacy in the medical world and will help us get the word out about Keeley and eventually other products in this generation out to the public.
I'm a little concerned because, I mean, this is a genre, this patient entrepreneurship, and I completely believe in what you're doing, but how do we explain to our listeners anyway, what is this genre?
Well, our white paper is framed along the lines of a patient entrepreneur so that we could start a dialogue with a community of people who, like me, wanted to first solve a problem that we personally encountered and then help other like-minded people who had created medical solutions to their own problems.
Yeah, but don't you think a lot of people might get confused by what it is that you're trying to do?
Not really. I have found in my journey, if you will, that the more you reach out to others in similar circumstances, the more you can affect change. And with the participatory healthcare initiative fueled by innovators like Jan Oldenburg and with the help of researchers too, we might be heard finally and affect change at a much quicker pace.
So you're basically saying there is safety in numbers.
Yeah, there sort of is.
So what are some of the other innovations?
Well, Nick's a nurse anesthesiologist. His son lived the first 3 years of his life in the hospital due to bloodstream infections. And Nick's passion spurred an invention with color coding to protect patients during the infusion of anesthesia medications. Kylie was an 11-year-old diagnosed with cancer and an unfortunate recipient of chemotherapy. She recognized that poles used in infusion rooms are clumsy. So with Dad's help, she developed a backpack with a mini pole for an infusion bag.
That's great.
And then finally, three inventors, all with type 1 diabetes, designed a monitor measuring blood sugar levels Using computer code and just off-the-shelf hardware, the device provides the right amount of insulin dose 24/7, even when the patient is sleeping. And Elizabeth, you know me, once I dedicate myself to something, that is it. I really believe that this is how Keeley will finally be what I think it is supposed to be.
And what is that?
Best practice. Best practice for the attachment of Jackson Pratt drains.
I think Cindy has invented something that's actually on a good timeline. It always takes a long time for procedures in medicine to change. I mean, look at how long it took us to realize that physicians need to wash their hands before surgery. It took some time to figure it out. Bacteria on the hands of a surgeon?
Yeah, that's a great example. So, Cindy, what have been some of your strategies for getting the word out on Keeley?
Well, Keeley has become part of a gift basket for breast cancer patients through something called healincomfort.com. The organization recently purchased a sizable order, and about 300 patients each month receive the Keeley carrier. And then I went on a road trip last summer, as you know, trying to meet up with medical professionals up and down the state and shared with them samples of the Keeley carrier.
Yeah, and I also know we attended that conference in Las Vegas a few years ago, and we wound up, I think, didn't we talk to about 200 nurses? They all seemed extremely enthusiastic about Keeley.
They did.
In fact, we got really close, I think, to being part of this Susan Cannon group, and they deal exclusively in breast cancer. And eventually they wound up not including Keeley in their bundle, which it was a huge letdown, I think.
I can't let things like that get me down. Everyone loves Keeley, and I know that.
It's just that not everyone wants to marry her.
No, I have yet to hear one negative thing about it. Every doctor, every nurse, every professional who has seen it really loves it. The question is, then, what next?
So, Cindy, UC Davis has written an amazing tribute to Keeley. Would you mind reading it out loud here?
Sure. Quote, "I thought it was a great idea," recalled Gary Kurtz, manager of the post-anesthesia care unit. "A patient saw a problem and wanted to help others." That was the end of his quote. And then he placed an order for the pack for the Keeley carrier, and the UC Davis PACU gave the carriers to their post-surgical patients. Nurses and patients alike have responded really positively, and today each patient who needs a drain gets Dolphin's Keeley Medical Drain Carrier. The discreet, inexpensive pouch is lightweight but can be worn in the shower and allows patients more mobility. And I guess this is me talking, and I guess I just also want to start going to share my story at conferences around the state of California and across the country. We have a very limited budget, but I think that the way that the word gets out is really important, and speaking to a medical audience in a conference is very effective.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Let's go back to Jan Oldenburg. One of the things that I think helped me tremendously was realizing we are part of this much larger movement that's going on in the world of patient innovation. Jan seems to be all about patient-centered medicine, and I think she's written a book about it as well. And her theory, if I got this right, it's that if you get your story out, it is a critical part of getting your innovation out. So, in effect, basically, your story about Keeley, getting that out to the world will help get Keeley in the right hands. So you're unique as a patient entrepreneur, because being rich is not and will not ever be your goal. You just really honestly want to help others.
I do. And I have come close enough to dying to know that there really isn't anything more important than doing unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Okay, that is definitely sounding like an honest, authentic spiritual mission, Cindy. And I really mean that.
Okay, well, it is. I just don't want to sound sanctimonious, but it truly is where I'm coming from. I don't see the point in just making money for money's sake. I really want to help others.
That's also what makes you and your company so unique. And I think that given all that you've done in getting this product out there at a really low price, and as well as connecting with other patient entrepreneurs, you really mean this.
Oh, I do. I do. You used the word crusade earlier, and I guess that is sort of accurate. I feel as though this may be my life's plan.
Well, you really do not fit the average profile of the Silicon Valley entrepreneur.
Well, it doesn't mean that I wouldn't want to get some Silicon Valley help in my endeavor. The whole thing is the multiple cancer surgeries, the trip to Tanzania, the awards we've received, all of it, it's really for something that is much bigger than just me.
Okay, well, Cindy, I promise you that I hope that with this podcast, we can get the word out about Keeley and about your company.
Well, and thank you, Sharon Elizabeth, for really helping me today with the podcast.
Well, thank you, Cindy, for taking the time out to talk about the genesis of Keeley, the world of patient entrepreneurship. I love that expression. And let's get this out there and let's just start to get that toehold in the medical solutions world. I think if we do, you will be responsible for inspiring multiple other patients to have the faith and confidence in their inventions and move forward to getting them out to other patients, making their lives just a little bit easier. And Sharon, your nursing background has been invaluable. Your expertise helping us kind of understand what goes on with the patient and also looking at the bigger structure in the medical field and helping translate what those obstacles are for getting a product like the Keeley out there. Thank you very much for that.
Oh, you are so welcome. Thank you for having me.
So, Cindy, you're a hero here, and I just have to say that. I know you don't like it, but you are a hero, and thanks for all that you're doing.
This has totally been my pleasure. Thank you.
You're welcome, and to those of you who are listening to this podcast, we really appreciate your time. Thank you. Thank you very much. If you would like to learn more about our product, you can find us at medicaldraincarrier.com. Thank you.